Now, we've got Steve Pritchard on the line. Hello, Stephen.
Hi, how you doing?
We're in great form. Now, you're the lad with the responsibility of letting people like me and Hayden know what's going on with Runcorn. Are you at a footy match at the moment?
I am, yeah, and it's very cold.
Will you watch him?
We're currently playing Witten, and unfortunately, just as we were coming on air, we managed to concede our third goal against them.
Does this mean you're going down?
Yeah. I mean, realistically, I mean, our goal is just to play out at the end of the season, regardless of whether we stay up or go down. Survival's the key thing for us at the moment.
It's a shame, isn't it, Hayden? I mean, Runcorn, a great tradition, and what some good cup runs they've had. FA Cup in particular.
FA Cup and FA Trophy. You think of people such as Steve Joel, John Carroll, Ozzie Smith, some fantastic players at Runcorn over the season.
Of course, you play your home games at my old ground, at Hope Street, at Prescott Cables. What brought that about? Just tell me again, Stephen.
Well, I mean, it's a long tale of woe, but basically, at around the end of the 2000 season, I think it was, we ended up moving away from Canal Street, which we basically sold because the club had debts that it needed to pay. And from that point, we moved to the AutoQuest Stadium, as it was at the time, which is the Holton Stadium now, which is the place in Widnes where they play their rugby. And we basically had that ground until the latter part of last season, where, to be honest, I mean, fantastic facility though it is, we just couldn't afford to keep it, really. And so basically Prescott were kind enough to let us ground share for the last few games of last season, and that's been formalised with
But I wouldn't think though, Steve, that you've had the opportunity of making much money, because you'd have to pay for rent of Hope Street and of course asking your fans to travel that extra mile.
That's it. I mean, obviously, whenever we move ground, there's an element of fans who aren't necessarily able or willing, to be honest, to make that trip. And as you say, if you've not got your own ground, you can't hold sort of events, fundraisers and stuff that people with their own grounds can do. So it does put you on the back foot, really. You're exactly right. You know, at least we're in the position now where the gate receipts mostly cover the cost of the ground. I mean, whereas when we were at Widnes, we were losing money every game. So at least we've managed to stop that kind of hemorrhage. But you're completely right. It doesn't help with the old fundraising at all.
Hen,
Steve, you're looking at relocation back to Runcorn. How are you going to attract the funding to be able to do that? And what support are you going to get from the council?
Well, it's a good question. The ball needs to be put back in motion. It's been something that's been, you know, mentioned a few times. I think our preferred location is the Pavilions complex, which is the old sort of ICI rec stuff where Gen Chems or Runcorn Town, as they're now known, have got a ground there. The facilities are not up to scratch with the level of football that we're currently playing in. So, you know, obviously there would need to be funding. And some of that funding is definitely dependent upon the council giving us some backing. And, you know, unfortunately, that backing hasn't been forthcoming as it is at the moment. What the reasons are for that, to be honest, I couldn't tell you. Whether it's competition with other facilities that they run or, you know, what, I really don't know. But it's something that we're going to be pursuing quite vigorously. Basically once we get the rest of this season out of the way.
So are you going to be lobbying your local councillors then to try and come on board with Runcorn Football Club?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, to be honest, in the past we've had support from, the local MP and so on. We're quite confident that we can get the support from people like the councillors and stuff. It's just, it's really a matter of kind of mobilising that support. And basically, you know, getting over the obstacles that are preventing us from getting our hands on the funds that will enable those facilities to be brought up to scratch, really.
Would you be looking to unite with the people who've been running Runcorn Town? How's that link going to work?
Well, to be honest, I don't think that's really been suggested. I know that we have sort of a relationship with the people that sort of are involved there, but I wouldn't sort of say a merger's on the cards or anything like that. But, you know, we'll have to see, won't we?
Looking at Runcorn as well, business investment, there's been a plea from the club to come on board and be involved and to take the club forward from next season, which is likely to be Unibong 1, but it's going to be a new springboard, a new start. What has gone on there up to now?
Well, to be honest, it really is at the stage where, you know, we're looking to sort of pursue that plea, really. We haven't got anybody sort of in the frame or anything like that at the moment. And it's really just, as I say, our main focus at the moment is to field the team and get us to the end of the season. Steve Carragher's done a great job in sort of bringing these guys together. We've got a number of players here that have, you know, it's the first time they've played for us tonight, basically filling in for some of the players which unfortunately, you know, we've lost in the last sort of 10 days or so. So our primary focus is to get to the end of the season, whilst, you know, sort of secondary focus is to try and make sure that, you know, there's a future for the club. We've got to convince people like the FA and the league that, you know, we've got some financial stability to enable us to participate next season. So it's not just a cut and dry deal of saying, well, you know, we've got to the end of this season, we'll worry about next. You know, sort of later on, we need to be sort of making sure that we've got assurances and mechanisms in place. You know, within weeks to ensure that we can participate next season. Otherwise, it is game over. You know.
No, you have lost players, and that's natural with the situation with wages not being paid for a number of reasons. However, you have got loyalty. You've got some players have stayed, haven't they, from your group? Let's just praise those players who've stayed.
Well, to be honest, I also like to praise the players that have gone. I know it sounds a strange thing to say, but those guys did stick with us, and some of them were really very upset that, you know, they really felt they had to go. You know, at this level of football, it's not professional, it's semi-professional, but, you know, those guys rely on the monies that they get for playing football, for paying mortgages and stuff, and you really can't blame them, you know, if they've not been paid for a number of weeks and there's the opportunity for them to basically play for somebody who will pay them on a regular basis, then, you know, fair play to them. And it's not sort of with any kind of, ill will that they left.
So tell me just briefly, Stephen, what are the chances of Runcorn having a team next year and playing in Runcorn as well?
Well, playing in Runcorn next year, I don't think there's no snowballing hell's chance of that. But, you know, we're hoping to sort of put together a realistic 3-year plan. So to answer your first point, what are the chances? I think with a modest budget, you know, there's a fair chance that we can, you know, field a team next year. Most likely playing here at Valerie Park. And hopefully we can, you know, at least sort of pull our weight, really, and then look to move back to Runcorn, as I say, with it within the sort of 3-year timescale.
What's the score at the minute, Steve? Is it still 3-0?
Yeah, it's 3-0.
All right, you're a good one yourself. You're freezing cold, supporting the lads, and let's hope Runcorn can turn the corner big time. Thanks, Steve.
Okay, cheers, thanks a lot.
All the best. And if you can help Runcorn, then give us a call and we'll put you in touch with them.